Hey!
I'm Savannah.
I'm Delaney.
And this is the Crime Chronicles.
Woo-woo!
Welcome back. This is, I think, our 19th episode?
I believe.
I think it is. I think it is.
If we're wrong, it's the 20th.
Or, yeah, something around there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, welcome back.
It's on schedule.
Yeah. We're...
Woo!
We're trying to get in that routine of, like, pre-recording, and it's been very nice.
It's been very, like,
peaceful. Yeah, because then we're not, like... cramming out episodes the day that they're, you know, recording the episodes the day that they need to be released and
yes,
all that stuff.
No, for sure.
But I think we finally got into, like, the groove of school and how all that works and everything.
Yeah.
So, I think we're doing okay. But
yeah.
Yeah, so welcome back. Yeah.
We
have very exciting news.
We just hit 1K.
1,000 followers on Instagram.
Which is...
insane, which is so wild.
I actually have a funny story about us hitting 1K.
Oh no.
So, when we hit 1,000, for those of you who don't know, we are high school students.
Mm-hmm.
We go to a public high school. We were having our lunch period in the middle of the hallway where we sit with all of our friends. And all of a sudden, Savannah's like, let me see the phone, because like she would want her phone doesn't work in our school building, so she was using my phone to check something on our podcast Instagram.
Yeah.
And I hand her the phone and she gasps and goes, oh my god. And I go, what?
I just said, we did it. I
yeah.
was just like,
and immediately, like, I knew what she meant, and we started freaking out. She tried to come over to me, and I had a can of sparkling water sitting on the ground because I was sitting on the floor.
Uh-huh.
She knocks it over
with my knee. Oh my
it
god.
It goes everywhere. And we're still freaking out, but I'm like, you have to go get paper towels.
So I like run to the bathroom to get paper towels and clean it up.
It was the most chaotic scene because her and I were the only ones who knew what was going on, except for maybe a couple of our friends who like
kind of
keep up
with
the
it.
Podcast.
Yeah.
And everyone else was like, what?
Are you guys okay?
Like, what is going on? But no, it's just like seriously one of those moments that I never thought we would hit.
It's like, just the thought of that is, like, incomprehensible.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, imagining, like, 1,000 people in a room, or, like,
yeah.
1,000 people who, like, follow us, who are, like, interested
who know
in us.
Or, like,
it's just, it's wild, so.
It's, like, we started the podcast, and we were, like, we'd be happy if we hit, like, 100.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day, far in the future.
But, yeah,
and now,
it's
not
just...
even a year into it.
10 times that amount, which is...
which is insane.
So.
It's
yeah.
literally crazy, because we used to sit down and talk about, imagine if we hit, like, 1,000.
Like, that would be so wild. But we did
here
it.
We are.
So, thank you to each and every one of you who's followed us, or, like, ever shown support in our journey.
Mm-hmm.
It means literally the world to us.
Like, literally not that long ago, we were talking about hitting, like, 850.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
It's just, it's wild.
We just love you all literally so much.
Yeah.
It's
so, thank
amazing.
You guys so much.
Yes.
You're my favorite.
It's been great.
Really quickly, we wanted to talk about something very big that happened in the true crime community. I do apologize. I might pronounce these names wrong because you guys know me. I'm not very good at that.
You know, but we going.
But in 1999, a girl named Hai Min Lee was murdered, and her ex-boyfriend, Adnan Syed, or something like that, was convicted for it. He was the subject of the first season of the hit podcast Serial. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of that. I've definitely heard of it. But he's now 41, and he's spent 23 years fighting his conviction because he didn't do it, and it just came out recently that a lot of evidence was kind of, like, held back in the trial or not presented.
Which is fairly common.
And because he is not a white man. But he was officially, like, the conviction was overturned.
Which is
a huge thing. The Innocence Project was working on this. I don't know if any of you know about the Innocence Project.
We love the Innocence Project.
I love the Innocence
Project.
It's my favorite and, like, dream job to ever work in there. But, like, it's just, yeah. So... that's a pretty kind of high-profile case.
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely heard about it before. But yeah, so he's sentenced to serve a home detention right now, because they're trying to decide whether or not they're going to do a new trial or they're just going to drop the charges entirely.
If they drop the charges entirely, that would be, like, incredible.
It would be crazy. But, yeah, so they really, like, held back a lot of the evidence, apparently, it just came out, and so right now he is not in prison. But, yeah, he was only 17 at the time the murder, like, actually happened, and
which
he was,
is
like,
crazy.
He's always been, like, I am innocent, I did not do this. But he's been in prison for, like, 23 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, so, kind of crazy that that happened. Hopefully the truth comes out and all of that stuff. But,
yes.
Quickly, also on Instagram, speaking of before, we wanted to do a couple shout-outs because
we love our true crime community.
I cannot emphasize how much our true crime community means to us. Like,
you guys are amazing.
The other true crime podcasts that we talk to are incredible. Like, we have never gotten a single, like, hateful
yeah.
or, like, something, like, distasteful or, like, anything remotely negative.
Oh, ever. No, never.
Ever.
Ever.
From, like, any, like, it's...
And it's, like, you
and
look
everyone's
at,
so supportive and nice
and you look
and,
at
like,
other podcasting communities and they're not like that.
Mm-hmm. Or just other, like, genre communities.
Yeah.
Like, anything.
It's, like,
not even
this
podcasts,
is
like,
just crazy.
They're literally, like, my favorite people.
And it's, like, we aren't even in... Most of the people we interact with on Instagram, we aren't even in their age group.
Range.
We are not in their generation.
No.
We are literally in high school.
Yeah.
And, like, these are adults, and they, like, will send us messages and be like, we really think you guys are going to go so far with this. And
it
just
means the most
makes
to
our
us.
Day.
It's literally so sweet.
It's incredible.
So, yeah. Just a couple random people I'll kind of shout out really quick. Always Talking Crime. Crime Bay podcast, Crime de la Crime, of course.
We love.
Dark Tales from the Road podcast is a really interesting podcast. Is there's more, like, spooky, not necessarily, like, true crime case-based, so I really enjoy them. Evil Pudding, of course. Eye for an iPod is a really big part of our community, and they, like, kind of bring a lot of people together, so that's really cool. Live, Laugh, Murder. M-Cubed, I don't know if we've ever talked about them on here before, but they're really cool. Malice and Mocktails, I love them, because, like, obviously we are underage, we do not drink. And they do cool drinks that are non-alcoholic, and obviously true crime. Morbidology is one we've been recently talking to, and, like, Morbidology is, like, kind of big, and we've never
it's
even imagined that
literally
we
like, crazy. Like, we talk about hitting 1K.
Speak to them.
And we're like, oh, 1K is insane. We never thought we'd get... Morbidology is at 23K.
Which is, like,
which is
whoa!
Insane. And,
whoa.
Like, now we're interacting with them.
It's just, it's crazy.
Oh!
But, yeah, another Whistle in the Dark pod, another one. And then, True Crime at Lunchtime, you know, there's a ton.
Yeah.
So go see our, like, following list on Instagram.
Literally any podcast that we follow on Instagram.
Go
follow
them
because
back.
We've never had a negative experience with them. We love
They're
all
of
their
so
content.
They're all so supportive and amazing and their content is great and I love everyone.
Yes.
So.
Correct. Enjoy.
Yeah. So all today... Right. I am presenting the case. I'm Savannah, just so everyone knows.
Wow, no way.
Reintroduction. It's gonna be a fairly short case. We're gonna try to extend it a little bit, but there's not a ton of information. Disappearances are always kind of hard because
yeah.
it's not really a lot that happened. It's just kind of like, poof, and then
it's
that's
like,
it.
So, here's the things. They disappeared. Here are some theories.
Boom, you're done.
That's it.
So, yeah. But today I will be covering the wild case of Amy Lynn Bradley.
I actually haven't heard of this one, and Savannah's sitting here doing research, and she's like, there is a connection here that you're
gonna
go
freak out. I have something for her later.
Like, it's gonna be great.
But yeah, so this case is legitimately insane, and last week we put out, like, a guess our next case, and we had a lot of people guessing in the comments, and Odd Murders and Mysteries actually got it. So, congratulations to them.
Love but, them.
So, yeah. Amy Lynn Bradley was born on May 12th, 1974, in Petersburg, Virginia, to parents Ron and Iva Bradley. So, you know.
Background info. Solid.
Her little brother Brad was born 2 years later, and they formed a pretty close relationship for most of their life. They were pretty close. And she's going to be 23 about the event that we're talking about. So, growing up, she excelled in sports and physical activity.
Excelled.
Thank you. In sports and physical activity. Both her and her brother competed in, like, 5 sports each in high school.
Damn.
And, like, did very well in them. And, like,
high school sports, too?
Like, it was, like, they're very impressive physically. Like, they were working, you know?
That is insane. Doing one
right?
sport is a ton in high school.
Not
less, 5?
Let alone 5.
Woo!
Goodness gracious. She also worked as a lifeguard for part of her life.
As like, she
especially
should.
Especially as a teenager, and was also known as a very good swimmer. She was on the swim team. You know, like, all that stuff. But, she began attending Longwood University after she graduated high school, and she went there on a scholarship for basketball. Again, she was very physically, like...
Basketball and swim in most places are in the same season, too.
I'm sure she did both. Like, she...
God damn.
Like, she was... She was really good at physical activity.
That's crazy.
She graduated with a degree in physical education. She had a job lined up after she finished university, so she was, like, expecting that. She had a dog, and then she also recently adopted a bulldog named Daisy, and it also bought a new apartment in Virginia. So she kind of had a lot to look forward to, a lot really good setup in her life. So she was, like, ready to do some cool things.
She was going. She was doing the most. She was girl bossing.
She really was. Amy had multiple distinguishable tattoos, so I'm going to list a couple of them, because she had, like, a lot.
Oh, okay.
So a really interesting one she actually designed herself was on her left shoulder, and it was a Tasmanian devil spinning a basketball, because...
That's cool.
Basketball scholarship, she played basketball.
That's kind of sick.
I know, right? I thought it was kind of cool, but...
Nice.
I don't know if I can find the picture of it, but it was kind of cool. There was an unknown symbol I couldn't really distinguish on her right ankle, but it was kind of, like... curved and then like a point down the middle, something like that.
Oh, okay.
A gecko lizard on like her stomach navel area, so around there, and then a sun on her lower back. So she had quite a bit of like
sun tattoos.
Sun tattoos are so pretty. Sun, moon.
I want one.
They're so gorgeous. But
I am remembering a conversation I had about a tattoo with someone today. I will tell you about that later.
So many tattoos. But yeah, so she had like 4 distinguishable tattoos at least.
People with tattoos are sick.
And then I think she also had, like, a belly button ring.
Oh,
so
cool.
She kind of had, like, a lot of distinguishable
stuff. She wasn't
someone
that you would be like, oh, could be this person, but it also couldn't be, like...
Yeah, it was, like, because, again, talking about also Brian Schaefer, like, he was a big guy, and he also had distinguishable tattoos.
Yeah.
Which was a big thing, because it was kind of like, you could tell who that is.
Which is huge in disappearance cases, especially when it comes to, like... after they've disappeared and you're finding bodies and you're trying to figure out if it is the missing person or not.
Yes. Yeah. So, I believe Amy graduated in 1996 or a little bit after. But Amy and her family decided to go on a cruise after she graduated as a celebratory family bonding event in celebration. Her father kind of like won a contest about it. And so her parents invited both her and Brad to come down and like go on the cruise with them. So, they boarded the Rhapsody of the Seas cruise in Puerto Rico on March 21st, 1998.
Is this a cruise disappearance?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no!
These freak me out.
Cruise disappearances also, are wild.
The only thing I can think about is Zack and Cody, but the cruise ship edition.
Oh!
Because originally, the Sweet Life, and then they were like, the something else life.
Sweet Life on Deck.
Sweet Life on Deck! I loved that show. Anyway.
Anyways, but cruise disappearances freak me out, because like, a lot of them are unsolved, and a lot of them, like, have weird, like,
weird
cover
circumstances
ups and like...
I don't like ships. I don't like ships. Ships freak me out. I don't like the water.
My family talked about going on a cruise next summer, and I was like...
Oh, no.
Oh!
No thanks!
Okay.
So yeah, they boarded, they flew out to Puerto Rico to board the ship, because that's where it was going off of. So they boarded in Puerto Rico, on March 21st, 1998. The cruise was scheduled to go from Puerto Rico to Aruba to Curaçao?
Aruba?
Aruba.
Oh. Do you remember what happened to Aruba?
Yes, I do. We'll talk about that a little later.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that was the connection I was speaking of. Anyway, so to Curaçao is how someone I saw pronounced it. It's spelled Curacao. And it's a Dutch Caribbean island by the Netherlands. So, like, kind of not super well known. So, I think that's how it's pronounced. But I apologize. So, in total, there were 2,435 guests on board, which included Amy and her family. So Amy was actually pretty apprehensive about this trip, as she does not enjoy deep water, despite her background in swimming and being a lifeguard, but she was still really excited.
That's fair.
She was just like, this kind of freaks me out, but like,
well,
because
like, swimming in a pool
is so vastly different
than being in the middle of the ocean.
No, yeah.
Like, guys.
It's so different. But she was still really excited, and she had like, gotten a haircut, and she was tanning in preparation, and like before she like went the night before she went to dinner with her aunt and her mom.
Yeah,
she was like talking about how excited she was and like showing off her new look, and like she was just really happy about it.
That's so sweet.
But like, all, from all accounts I could tell, she was, like, just, like, the sweetest person. Like, I heard this story about, like, how she saw, like, an older man or, like, a veteran or something, mm-hmm. like, sitting by himself, like, at a restaurant or something, and she just, like, went over to him, like, started talking, like, invited him over, and, like, aww. It was just really sweet. Like, she just seemed like a really nice person. She seems like a
really cool person.
Yeah, and she had, like, so much stuff going for her, too, like, I a know. Job, and, like, she was, like, super...
She was, hot, like, really set so, up.
Yeah. So, from all accounts, the trip was perfect for the first few days. The family and Amy were, like, having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, on March 23rd, the cruise boat docked just off the shore of Curaçao. So... This is where we get into kind of like, oh, things start going wrong.
Uh-oh.
So it's reported that her family reported that the staff were acting extremely strange towards Amy, giving her, quote, special attention. Bad. Not good.
Ew.
Uh-uh. Very bad.
It's giving Freud.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We talked about, we're about in an AP Psych class, and we talked about Sigmund Freud today in class. If you don't know who that is, don't look him up. He had a lot of weird stuff. I mean, you can.
I mean,
look
you
him
can.
Up.
He's you, like,
you should look him up
because
it's interesting, but it's there was weird. A lot going on with that man.
Yeah.
Anyway. So her mom reported they were like, she had talked to them about something and they were like asking where Amy was. And, like,
oh.
They were just like, oh, we like really like Amy and all this stuff. And like, she like went back to her cabin later and all the photos that she had taken of Amy that day were like gone. And she like asked them
what
about
the
it and they were just
fuck?
Like, I don't know. Like, that's weird. And, like, just, like, they were acting really weird, and they were, like, talking to her a lot. And they actually just told her mom, like, why they were looking for her. They were like, we want to take her to this restaurant called Carlos and Charlie's when they docked
in
Aruba.
And this is the staff?
Yes. So this is the staff of the
How
ship.
Old is the staff, do you know?
I don't know any specific people or, like, ages or anything.
Okay.
I can't imagine they would be super old, but
no.
I also can't imagine to work on a cruise ship you could be, like, 20. Like, yeah. You'd have to be, like, somewhere middle-ish.
I mean, I guess... Because, like, I know someone who was on a cruise, but it wasn't, like, a commercial cruise.
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know how old they were. They didn't... Anything that I saw didn't mention it.
Okay.
But they were telling her mom, like, we really like Natalie, and, like, we want to... Not Natalie, I'm so sorry.
Natalie.
That's because we're going to talk about something in a second. Amy. Supposedly, they invited her to go to a restaurant called Carlos and Charlie's when they docked in Aruba. She
weird.
Declined and told her family... Or, like, her mother was like, oh, okay... and her mother later asked her, was like, would you, like, go with those guys? And she was like, no, I think they're creeps. That's what she told her
Ew.
Family.
Ew! Uh-uh!
Eerily, Carlos and Charlie's was the restaurant where Natalie Holloway was last seen.
I knew it!
So that's legitimately, like, where she was last seen, which freaks me out. We've covered Natalie Holloway before, that was, like, one of our earlier episodes, and she also disappeared, she was an American teenager who
disappeared in Aruba. From that restaurant that they wanted to
that exact restaurant.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This case has made me believe a little bit differently about Natalie Holloway, possibly.
Ooh.
Possibly.
Because I think, what did we say? By the end of the Natalie Holloway episode, I think our personal theory was maybe human trafficking?
Yeah, there was, we had a lot of different theories for Natalie Holloway,
yeah.
But that was something that I...
believed.
Yeah. So, but that's really... That really kind of freaks me out. The fact
yeah.
that they're like,
no,
we need to take her to this restaurant. And
like,
that's where the last place
like
where she was
It's the same thing with Elisa Lam
mm-hmm.
and the Cecil Hotel and all the weird coincidences.
Just like, bad places, don't go to bad places.
Yeah, like, don't go to the Cecil Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to this restaurant in Aruba,
don't
apparently.
Do not go to Carlos and Charlie's
in Aruba.
Please.
You will go missing, and I believe that.
I really do believe that. But that just, it freaks me out.
That, like, I don't like that.
I didn't, no, don't like it. So, they were like, yeah, we, like, want to take her there, and, like, you know, we just really like her, she thinks she's cool. But that night, on March 23rd, Amy and her brother decided to spend some time at the nightclub on the ship. Because they had, like, a whole
yeah.
party going, and, like, you know, they were both over 21, whatever. So.
They were having a good time.
Yeah, and her and her brother were close again, as I said. So, a band called the Blue Orchid was playing, and the two danced for most of the night. Amy had spoken to some of the band members, one in particular, a guy named Alistair Douglas, who went by Yellow.
Oh.
Interesting name, sir. But...
He really said, Alistair, Yellow.
No, Yellow.
Okay.
So, the tune were seen dancing and dancing closely and drinking, even captured on video. So there's, like, video and, like, photo footage
yeah.
of them together, which I will be posting on our Instagram. Brad had actually gotten in a conflict with another man that night, as he was dancing with, like, some woman, and then, like, mm-hmm. her husband came up
to him
and was
shit.
Like, hey, she's married, and he was like, oh, sorry, bro, like, I didn't know that. And so I don't know how far that fight went. I don't think it was, like, super physical, yeah. but, like, there was
tension.
Some tension. But, yeah, she was, like, dancing with this woman, and he comes up and is like, that's my wife.
He was like, you are a homewrecker.
You're a homewrecker. And he was like, I didn't know she was married. But, yeah. So, Yellow claims, by the way, that he left around 1 a.m.
Okay.
Apparently.
Mental note.
Yes. Around 3 a.m., Amy and Brad decide to head back to their family cabin. The computerized door system showed that Brad officially entered the family cabin at 3:35 a.m. with Amy coming in 5 minutes after.
Okay.
Now, I did find some conflicting sources on this.
Oh.
Some other sources were like, no, they also left at 1 a.m. Because some people were like, we have no idea what she was doing between 1 and 5. And then other times people were like, no, a computerized door system said that they came in at 3:35.
Oh.
I'm gonna go with the computerized door system. That
yeah.
makes the most sense to me.
Like, logically, that's the most, like, provable.
Because, like, why would someone come up and just be like, nope, there was a computerized door, and, like, lie about it?
Yeah,
so,
no. Because, like, people can fact check that too easily
so
for you to
just
lie
so everyone
about
knows,
that.
There is conflicting stuff about that, but from my belief and from most of the stuff I could find...
The computerized door system
yeah.
saying she checked it at 3...
3:35 to 3:40,
yeah.
essentially, her and her brother. So, Brad said they talked on the family suite balcony for a few minutes, and then he went to bed, and she fell asleep, like, out there, like, on a reclining thing or whatever. Brad said he said, I love you to his sister, and never saw her again.
That's so sad.
But he said, like, so
I mean,
he was like, I'm glad I, that was, like, the last thing I said to her.
Yeah.
He was like, that brings me some
well,
level of comfort.
Well, because I'm, like, thinking about, like, it's still, it's hard, because it's, like, you don't know where that person went, but at least... It ended on good terms.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Because I've definitely read stories where someone will get into a fight with someone and they'll walk out and they'll never see them again.
Or, like, yeah, some type
or
of
like
conflict.
They'll
or, like,
die or something.
It's just, yeah, it's yeah. awful. Yeah, he said that brings him some level of comfort, but it's pretty sad. So around 5 or 5:30 that morning, her father said he saw Amy sleeping on the balcony of the suite where Brad said she was, like, laying. And when he came back to check on her in roughly 30 minutes or 45 minutes later, she was gone.
Oh.
So he went inside, like, gone.
From the balcony.
Yes. So he went inside to see if she had gone back into, like, the family suite. He was like, maybe she woke up and, like, walked back in and, like, fell back asleep in the bed or something. Gone. No trace of her. So Amy left literally everything behind, including her shoes.
Who does this give? Natalie Holloway.
So she left everything behind, including her sandals, but... She took the cigarettes and the lighter that were there next to her earlier.
Hmm.
Excuse
Interesting.
Me. So, like, those were literally the only two, like, things that were gone. Everything else was just, like, there. Like, all of her belongings, her shoes that she was wearing, like...
I was gonna say maybe she stepped out just briefly for, like, a smoke, but then that wouldn't make
but she was on
sense because she was on the
balcony. Anyway. She had been there since, like, 3 a.m. Like, she'd been out there for, like, 2 hours.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. So her family began looking everywhere for her, obviously, because they were like, where did she go?
Yeah.
And at first they didn't really panic, because obviously, you know, she was a whole adult
yeah,
woman.
Yeah,
like,
she's 21.
Been, like,
she could have just been like, I'm gonna go
she's
23. Hang out.
23. And she's just like, you know, I could just, like, you know, walk off and take her out, walk around.
Yeah.
But, like, they couldn't find her anywhere. So they informed the staff on the cruise, and they were like, hey guys, we literally can't find her, like, I don't know what to do. And the handling of the situation went very poorly.
Of course.
So her family asked for the ship to stay on the water so as not for her possible kidnapper to leave with her. Because they're like, if someone
no
took her, we don't want them to, like, get off the ship with her.
Because that would literally be stupid. Sorry,
the crew denied this request and docked off of Aruba.
Why the fuck would you do that?
So they were like, we don't want it, they were like, no, we'll dock, it's fine. So then the family was like, we need to make, like, a ship-wide announcement, like, before you dock, like, guys, like, because she's literally missing, or, like, at least be like,
yeah,
Amy Lynn Bradley, like, can you please come to the deck or something, or the something, you know, just, like, report here. They
and,
chose,
like, try to actually find her.
Or something. But they chose not to issue a ship-wide statement until the majority of the passengers had disembarked.
Why would
so
they do
they
that?
Docked, and they're like, everyone get off! And then they, like, as soon as most of the people are off, they're like, by the way, Amy Lynn Bradley, can you, like, pull up real quick? And then they're like, never mind, anyway.
That is outrageous.
But they were like, it'll probably upset the passengers, so we're gonna wait.
I'm sorry.
It's not like, alert, what? Alert, we have lost a woman. She's probably no. dead.
It's like if there was a child who just wandered off from their parents on the cruise ship, you would make that type exactly. of announcement.
Or like,
it's not going to cause mass chaos.
Like, that's
panic.
Pretty average, I'd say. Yeah. Or like
you can walk into a grocery store.
Like a Walmart, and people yeah. would be like, Sally, can you come to the front desk?
Like I was at the grocery store the other day, and they called one of their employees to the front. They were like, Tyler, will you come to the front of the store?
Yeah, that's like it's just, it's, I feel like that's
it's average.
Normal. Like, so they were like, it's gonna upset the passengers, so we're gonna wait. So, supposedly they did search, quote-unquote, search yeah. the ship, but they only looked through the common areas and not personal or staff cabins or any, like, workplace. So, like, kitchens or anything like that. So they were why? Just like, we'll search, like, where the pool is.
Why
we'll search,
they
like,
do
on
that?
The deck. And it's like, if I was gonna, take a whole woman, yeah. I wouldn't just be, like, walking around being like, shh, I took her from her family, like.
No, literally. Okay, there's another case like that Morbid covered that I listened to recently, and mm-hmm. that took place in an apartment, and mm-hmm. her dad body was literally in the apartment when the police went searching through the apartment.
Oh my gosh.
And they didn't fucking find her.
Yeah, because
they were like,
we thought we were looking for an alive person.
Does that matter?
If you're looking for a missing person, you're looking for anything.
Yeah.
Signs of, like, doesn't matter, because they could be dead or alive, you know?
Yes.
Like, you look for both.
So, like, why are we not doing the most on this cruise ship to hopefully find her?
To hopefully, like, hey, she's gone, let's kind of look. Like,
ugh!
Anyway. So, they literally were like, after everyone left, we'll, like, maybe say her name once. LOL.
I okay. This makes me so mad.
I know.
I'm
so, staff in the Netherlands and Antilles Coast Guard? Something like that. Spent 5 days searching for Amy in the water in the ship after everyone got off.
Because, obviously, if a kidnapper had kidnapped her, they couldn't have gotten her off the ship.
After they purposely got everyone off the ship.
In Aruba, of all places.
In Aruba, where that restaurant is. But, so they were, like, searching for her in the water.
Yeah.
She was a lifeguard on the swim team, so the probability that she fell off the ship and drowned
is low.
Because they were really close to the shore, too. Like, yeah. They were not far out. So, anyway. But,
like, I don't know how many, like, yards or so off that they were.
Yeah.
But, like,
they were decently close. It wouldn't
it's not like they were still in the middle of the ocean.
And
where
she was
it would have been a bigger
damn
problem.
Accomplished swimmer. Like, she was, you know, yeah. a whole-ass lifeguard. She was on the swim team. Like, she was super physically fit,
also,
too.
Also, if she was trained as a lifeguard, she would have ways to, like, get people's attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. She'd know all about that. But eventually, like, or not eventually, in conclusion, no one, including her family, would ever see her again. Officially.
That's so sad.
So, makes me upset. But
yes.
Officially. Now, the reason I said officially is because there have been so many sightings of her.
Oh,
since
yeah,
then.
I bet. It's like, what's his name? Lars Mateng.
Yep. Yeah. So, Amy was declared legally dead in 2010 after being missing for 12 years.
Oh,
so,
that's so sad.
In 2010, in March, they were just like...
What year did this happen?
1998.
That's so eerily close to Natalie Holloway.
I know.
Ugh.
What year? Do you know exactly?
Oh, I would have to look it up.
Here, let me look it up right now.
Yeah, because I know Natalie Hall... I think if off the top of my head, I think it was 2001.
I also feel this way. 2005.
Oh, I
that
lied.
Was a little farther away.
2001 but... was some sort of date in her life. That's probably
something.
Why I remember
but
it. But
not that far apart. Like, 7 years. Anyway.
Yeah, no. Like, when you talk true crime, 7 years apart,
not
that
much.
Much.
Yeah. So, now we'll kind of go over the many, many reports of sightings that have been made concerning her.
Okay.
So, within 24 hours of Amy's disappearance, a taxi driver in Aruba stated that there was a... In Aruba.
Why the fucking taxi drivers, too?
I know.
I don't like that. Stated like, Lars the Tank?
Mm-mm. Don't like this, guys. Too many connections. So, stated that a woman matching her description frantically asked him where to find a payphone before running away. So he, like, said that she, like, came up to his car and was like, where can I find a payphone? And,
that's
like,
so weird.
So, within some amount of time after, like,
mm-hmm.
either, like, probably a couple weeks, multiple people reported seeing a woman with Amy's matching tattoos on the beach in Curaçao. Had to remember how to pronounce that. fighting or, like, uncomfortably near two men.
Oh.
They said she was, like, with them or, like, looked really uncomfortable or was, like, fighting or, like, something, like, arguing. Like, there was tension between them.
Like, it wasn't like they were all just chilling, playing like she beach was, volleyball. Yeah,
no. They were not.
They were not living their best lives. But there
was, a lot of people who saw that. And they said multiple people who witnessed this say they were positive it was her because they said it was her.
No one looked into this?
No. We don't care.
They were like, she was on a cruise ship.
It's fine. But they said, like, the matching tattoos especially was a big thing for me because I think that's
well because it's not like I saw a woman who also has her color hair. It's like I saw a woman who has her exact same tattoos. Like that's there's a difference.
Well, and like especially the fact that she had a tattoo on her shoulder that was like she specifically designed. Like it wasn't like the sun one on her lower back. I'm sure a lot of people have suns on their lower backs, but she had like a she designed it herself.
Specifically. Like it's unique to her.
Yeah, it wasn't like a
mass-produced tattoo. Like,
So, about a year later, like, about a year since she disappeared, a U.S. Navy sailor reported being confronted in a brothel by a woman matching Amy's description, saying she was being held against her will. So, he said, like, this woman who looked like her came up to him and was like, help, I'm being held against my will, and then, like, didn't, you know, like, really ever see her again. But he didn't report this for an entire
for so long
because he was in the U.S. Navy and he was like, I didn't want to get in trouble for being in a brothel.
I have so many things when to say
when it's life
about
or
that.
Death or like in this case a kidnap, like no,
I'm sorry,
like you gotta go report that.
Yeah, like that is so incredibly selfish.
Yeah, so like he was like, I don't want to get in trouble because like I was at a brothel and like I'm not allowed to be there. It's like, okay.
It's like,
this woman might die. Like, go.
It's like, I would rather get in trouble and save a life than say nothing and like, later possibly find out that they're still missing or dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my God! So I am pressed about that. The people who, why didn't they do anything to look into her being seen on the beach?
Or I don't know if there was, like, a super, I don't know if there was technically an investigation, but as far as I know, there wasn't really. Because a lot of these were just like, oh, it's a sighting, like, who cares? They're probably,
when
like,
there's a sighting of a missing person, maybe we should look into
maybe
that.
Maybe look into it, because what if it's them?
Well, because also, even if it's not, that's still someone who's saying that they're being held against their will.
Exactly!
Like, guys!
Even if it's not that person that you're looking into, it's like, hey, people don't just, like, go up to people and are like, hey, I'm being held against my will.
No, literally.
Like, that's not a thing.
This, like, Lars Matejka is vastly different than this case, but it's still creeping me out how many similarities it has. Because there have been multiple sightings of Lars Matejka, and they've been looked into. And this other guy who named Anton, who looked really similar to Lars, wasn't him.
Was
but
found.
He was still found because he was missing from Canada.
Because they were, like, in connection. They, like, thought it was Lars Matejka, and then, like, that guy ended up being found.
Like, so it's like, why would you not look into it?
Exactly. Like,
also, why did we not, like, why did we let people off the cruise ship in the fucking first place?
That makes me so angry. They're like, no, everyone can leave, lol. Like,
oh, and I guess, Amy, maybe come down to the deck, I guess, if you want to pull up.
If
like,
you, like, if you want.
Stop it.
Though, if you want. Or, like, anyone who has her, like, I guess, like, tell
like,
us.
If you kidnapped her, I guess, maybe come forward, but, like
I don't care, really.
Yeah, like, oh my god.
So.
I am angry.
Me too. Unfortunately, in 1999, the year later, the family received a message from a man named Frank Jones, who claimed to be a former U.S. Army Special Forces officer, who could rescue Amy from, quote, armed Colombians holding her in Curacao. So he was like, these guys got her, I can help get her back. And the Brileys gave him $200,000 before he realized he was a fraud.
I was so worried you were about to say that.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to slap
like $200,000 before they realized he was a fraud. Which, like, the people who prey on, like, mourning or, like, grieving families.
Correct.
Or, like, families that have lost someone, either, like, actual death or, like, just being missing.
Yeah.
Like, you're the sickest motherfuckers.
Like
that
the main suspect in the Natalie Holloway case did that to Natalie Holloway's family.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I will tell you where she is if you give me money.
And then gave her money, and then
turns out that he was just, like, exploiting them.
Like, that is the most fucked up thing to do.
Yeah, it is horrible. These people are grieving, these people are confused, these people are,
like, using
scared.
Them for money?
And you're using them to get money and being like, I feel good about it?
Be like, I can get money and, like, pretend to give you a small sliver of hope, LOL. Like, that's not...
Like, that's awful.
It makes me so upset.
Like, it makes me sick.
But yeah, Ron, Amy's dad, later said about this that they're like, we took this chance, like, it was, like, it's our child. Yeah. Like, of course we would take that chance, and I guess
because
we lost.
Because it's not like you're gonna look at that and be like, oh, I bet it's a fraud. I'm just gonna let, like, that
like,
go by.
If you, because if you have some semblance of hope, like, of course. And
it's like, if it turns out that that person did actually have information, you would pay so much money to learn, like, anything about the location of your missing child.
It's, yeah.
And so that's why these people get the money from it.
It's because they're preying on vulnerable people.
Parents and families of missing people want to know what happened to their loved one.
Exactly.
And it's not... Uh-uh.
I...
Anger. This case is making me angry.
In 2005, a woman claimed that she saw Amy in a store restroom, like a department store restroom, and she said that Amy was followed in by three men who threatened her before, like, leaving the bathroom.
It keeps, like, those two or three men.
Like, men being with her. So they're like, she was like, yeah, these, like, three men, like, came in with her and, like, threatened her and was like, you know, before, like, leaving the bathroom. And this woman, chillingly said, her name was Amy, and she was from Virginia before she was taken by the three men again.
That just gave me
So she, like, went up to this woman, she was like, my name's Amy, I'm from Virginia, and then they came back in and, like, took her out. So she said, like, she didn't say anything else, but, like, she immediately reported it, was like, guys.
Like, guys, are we gonna
Cause, like,
do anything?
I don't know if she had any knowledge about, like, who Amy Lynn Bradley was before that.
But she was like,
because if someone comes up to you and is like, I'm being held against my will, or, like, you see someone in, like, a weird situation like that.
Yeah.
That's not, like,
normal. Well, because
normal.
It's, like, people will see, like, it's the same thing with, like, child kidnappings.
Mm-hmm.
When you see someone in public, when you see a kid fighting against, like, an adult that's trying to take them out of the store, sometimes it could literally just be a kid being a brat to their parents. But it's like, if you're seriously concerned that something bigger is going on, just report it.
Yep.
Just do something about it, because the worst that can happen is that it will turn out to be nothing. And you can move on with your life.
But, like, why not take that chance? Because there's
missing
nothing you
persons
have to lose.
Cases are one of the most mishandled things in the crime world. And
100%.
It pisses me off. Like, no, had someone recently go missing for a few hours in our area, and it's, like, people, like, were, like,
talking about it.
Like,
they ended up being totally fine,
yeah,
by the way. But, like, it was...
But it's, like...
You gotta get word out so quickly.
Yeah.
You gotta talk about it. You gotta,
because,
like, advocate for
don't
it. Because
talk about it, like, it's... I'd rather do too much and have a situation, like, where everyone was talking about it and it ended up being
fine. Like, which is how that happened.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, no one talk about it and something really bad happened.
And then later you're finding out,
like,
terrible things. Like, life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Very angry.
Very, very bad.
So, yeah. But, the very interesting thing that's kind of, like, the pinnacle of this case. Also in 2005. The Bradleys were...
I don't
know. 2005. Which is the year Natalie Holloway disappeared. Anyway. The Bradleys received an email containing a photo of a revealingly dressed woman in a small top, underwear, and heels lying on a bed.
Oh, I've heard... This is the part of this case I've heard about, I think.
See, I thought it was a different photo for a second before I started, like, fully looking
into it. Oh, really?
Because I don't know what case it is, so I'm not gonna mention it, but...
Were you thinking of the photo, like, with...
The little boy in it,
yeah.
Too? Yeah, it's not that one.
No.
Because I thought it was... The same, but I didn't. It was not. So, a woman who was part of an organization that searches for possible human trafficking victims sent it because she thought it could be Amy. So
oh
she was
God.
Like, hey guys, like, by the way, so I'm gonna show you the photo quick. By the way, first of all, for reference, this is what, Amy Lynn Bradley looks like.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I will
post
this on her. And, like, that was her, like, new haircut she got for the cruise, and she just looks so pretty. And then this was the photo that was sent.
Oh!
Which is interesting.
Though
this was in 2005, she was dressed very much, like, in the 80s. I don't know
how
to describe that.
Like, the hair is very,
like crimped and, like, fluffy and, like, looks like it was all...
And the eye makeup?
Yeah. It's
is
very,
very
interesting.
80s. Also, even, like, the colors.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I'm having Delaney compare the two cases.
Yeah.
Because I honestly don't know what to think.
the makeup, the contour's really heavy.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
So it's like kind of hard to tell. If you took that away...
Possibly. If, like, I could see it, and I also couldn't, you know?
The eyes, the nose, and the mouth are what get me, because they are...
I think the mouth and the jawline all are very similar.
The same. Yeah, and, like, the sides of the cheeks are what throw it off. But that also has...
But, like, mouth and chin.
Such heavy makeup. And the eyes have such heavy makeup that I don't know. It's a little... That's the thing. Like, I'm not sure. When I glanced at it at first, I was like, that's not her.
Yeah.
But
when you look closer... By the way, this is another photo of her with longer hair.
Okay.
And then...
That is a little...
This is the photo of her dancing with yellow. Like... With yellow, and that's her.
Oh, okay. That's not what I thought. When a man chooses to go by the name Yellow, not what I expected him to
look
like.
Not what I thought. But yeah, so she... Another picture of her. Like, all this stuff. I don't know what to think, you know?
It's almost like... There's, like, a concept in art where it's, like... It's, like... It's also a literature concept, but it's different in art. And it's called juxtaposition. Mm-hmm. And it's where everything is, like, very, like, consistent and, like, correct. And then the artist purposely throws one thing off, and it makes your brain go, ugh!
Yeah.
And it doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And that's what this photo does to me.
So you're like, don't like it.
Because it's, like, I don't know. I don't know what to feel about it. And it's just,
like, I don't know.
At first glance, I didn't think it was her, but then when I start looking at the features, and, like, if you took away the makeup...
Maybe. Because in the photo of the woman that we're not sure is her or not, she has longer hair.
Mm-hmm.
When she was on the boat, she kind of had, like, a pixie cut. But keep in mind that she was on the cruise ship in 1998, and this photo was taken, supposedly, in 2005. So, seven years is a long time to grow your hair.
And especially if you have fast-growing hair. Also, it could be a wig. Like,
yeah,
guys.
True. So the woman in the photo was... identified as a sex worker named Jazz, S-J-A-S.
Huh.
From the Caribbean. So they were like, she's an employed sex worker from the Caribbean named Jazz. And that's, like, all we know about her.
Oh.
So she's never, like, been formally identified.
Like, that, it's just, like, almost
like
a pseudonym.
Were like, we know that this is a person.
Yeah.
We don't know if she is Amy Lynn Brawley. We know this is a person.
Yeah.
That's, like, all they know. So... Essentially, that's pretty much it. So I'm just gonna kind of go over the final, like, four most accepted theories.
Okay.
And we'll kind of, like, talk about them as we go. And I'll end
with ready to get mad. I am ready to...
Yes.
...state my opinion. I am prepared.
We're prepared. So...
We're gonna go.
First one, Amy purposefully hurled herself overboard in an effort to commit suicide.
No!
That is originally what, like, law enforcement thought. They were like, probably this.
Bullshit.
I would like to state...
Bullshit.
How much stuff she had set up for her. Like, she'd just gotten a new dog, she'd just got a new apartment, she'd just graduated, like, she had this job lined up for herself. Like, no.
I'm sorry, but if I just worked to get my own apartment, I wouldn't throw myself over a ship.
Like,
also, drowning is a weird fucking way to commit suicide.
Like, it is... Drowning seems like a terrible way to die.
Also... if you're a suicidal person, drowning could fail so easily.
Like, if you're really trying that hard, like, I don't know.
Anyways.
So, I very much do not think
that. I call bullshit, and I call, they didn't want to do an investigation, so they called it suicide.
Yep. That's because that's always happened. But literally, her brother Brad was like, this is one of the happiest I've ever seen her. Like, she was like, this is, like, one of the happiest times in her life. And it's like, no, she, like,
oh,
I swear.
Oh, my God.
And, like, her brother Brad knew her super,
like, they are so close,
well.
So why don't we listen to him?
Literally. This is, by the way, her and her brother Brad on the cruise ship.
Aww,
they got, like, a professional photographer to, like, take fancy photos
cute.
And stuff. They're like,
Anyway. Why don't we listen to the families of the victims that we are looking into? Because you don't know that person and the family does.
Exactly. Look, another photo of her and her brother. Her and her brother are, like, my favorite. They're, like, they look so
They're
cute.
They're so cute.
And, like,
oh,
her and her family on the ship. But, like, these were the type of photos that, like, her mom was like, where did these go?
Oh, that's weird.
I'll talk about that in a second. But another theory is Amy accidentally fell off the balcony and drowned. I would like to state she was a swimmer, a professional, like, high school sports swimmer, and also a lifeguard.
I haven't mentioned this on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
But I am a high school swimmer. Sure. I am on a swim team. Is it possible for me to drown? Yes. Because
yes.
That happens. Professional swimmers can drown. It's not, like, out of the question. But when you're When you're that far off from shore, unless she got caught in some weird situation, like a riptide where it kept pulling
out. It would have to be so fucking specific.
Yeah.
And also, like, she was sleeping for, like, 2 whole hours, and then, like, her dad was, like, checked on her, and then all of a sudden she was gone. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, like,
it's not like she was awake and wandering around, or she was drunk and wandering around on the deck of the ship.
Because she had stuff to, like, drink, but she'd also, like, gone to sleep. It's not like she was, like... Her brother was like, yeah, she was super drunk, and, like, I just saw her, like, wandering near the edge of the ship.
And
like,
then that's not she was gone.
And then she was gone. That seems much more likely.
Falling over the balcony and accidentally drowning seems more plausible.
But, yeah, so she was, like, certified lifeguard, high school swim team, and, like, they were super close to shore. I just don't see that personally happening.
I
like,
don't
have to
either.
Be, you, like,
it would have
the
to
ocean
be...
would have to try really hard.
Yeah, the ocean would have to pull some bullshit.
Attempt. They
yeah.
Would, yeah. So.
It's not like she... fell into a relatively average seaside day and drowned.
Yeah.
Like,
so, I'm going to talk about this one, and then I'm just going to mention one really quickly after mm-hmm. it, and then we can get into the...
Okay.
Yeah. So, Amy was... The third theory. Amy was abducted and inducted into human trafficking slash sexual exploitation in relation to the ship's crew. Glossing
this
over that for
one.
Just a second. Another theory is Amy was abducted or killed for another reason. I don't think that one is true, because there's not a ton of evidence.
No, I feel like if she was abducted or killed for another reason, we'd have more specific names.
Yes. Yep. Now, we can get into what I believe to be the correct theory.
When you said this one, I
that she
I
was
like, oh.
abducted from the ship by the ship's crew and inducted into human trafficking or sexual exploitation.
Yes.
Against her will.
Yes.
Let's get into that. So
I am ready.
First of all,
go.
The crew was showing weird, like, multiple sources. They were like, the crew was being weird toward her. They were showing her special attention.
They were taking her photos.
She thought they were creepy. They were like, we want to take your daughter, like, on a date to this restaurant where
Natalie
Holloway
disappeared, who is widely believed to have been abducted into a human
trafficking ring
herself.
Yep. In Aruba. Like, the ship's crew was one of the main reasons why she probably left the ship without anyone seeing, because they decided to dock and not send an official announcement, which means that probably there could have been an inside job. Also,
we are going.
The multiple sightings of her after, with multiple people saying she was with at least 2 or 3 men with her for most of those times.
Also,
unless she
the
was
sighting
with...
in the brothel.
In
the
brothel.
The photo.
The brothel, another one, too, is because, like, sexual exploitation. Like, she could have been there in there against her will. She told someone that she was there against her will. Like, and then other times on the beach, where, like, she was uncomfortably with these two guys. Like,
yeah.
It looked like there was tension. She was in a, like, bathroom where 3 men pushed her in and they were threatening her. And she told this lady who she was. 3 men took her back out. And then, like, the photo.
Yeah.
She was in, the woman was in, like, not, it was a pretty sexually suggestive position.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she was wearing
not. It wasn't like
not,
she was just, like,
she wasn't just
chilling.
Sitting on a couch.
No.
She was, you know. And, like, she was obviously dressed in, like, a sexual way. Like. Yes, I fully believe this.
I also fully believe this, because also, this is not the only fucking case where someone disappears off a cruise ship after weird circumstances
mm-hmm.
with crew.
Yep.
And is never seen again.
Yep.
Like, this is not
or, like,
the first
anyone
time
disappears
or the last
from...
time that this will happen.
Like, any or something in general where there's a weird circumstance and then you disappear and it's
like
something...
Like Natalie Holloway.
Human trafficking-wise. I really do think that that's probably what happened. I think a lot of the dots connect like
mm-hmm.
that, and unfortunately, human trafficking is not talked about enough.
No, and it's not uncommon. Hold on, I am on my bullshit real
We're
quick.
About to go, we're about to go.
We talk about, there's a concept in psychology called mm-hmm. defense attribution theory, which is mm-hmm. like, basically where people are like, oh, they got what they deserved, they put themselves in that situation, because they don't want to believe that it could happen to them.
So they're like, it's their fault, it's not, like, that's not something that happens to normal
yes.
people.
And that's why I think theories like drowning or suicide are so common in cases like
this. Because
they
want to attribute it to something, like, that...
That couldn't happen
That couldn't,
to them.
Like, just happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that has to be, like, a choice to be made or,
but
like,
when
a
we
specific...
look at the circumstances of this case, overwhelmingly, the most plausible theory is human trafficking.
Yes.
And it's not uncommon.
No.
Like, people think it's once every, like... 50 years.
Like,
it's not.
People get human trafficked so many
like,
times.
Every
like,
every day.
All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. And no one talks about it.
And people aren't currently in human
trafficking.
Trafficking.
Human trafficking. Like
it doesn't,
everywhere
like,
around
they
the
pick someone up, they go missing. like,
guess we'll take a break for a little bit now. Like, it is so constant. And I think one of the most interesting theories about Natalie Holloway is that she was put into human trafficking as well.
Yes, correct.
The fact that it happened in the same area and they mentioned the same restaurant really freaks me out.
Correct. Because, like,
there could be, like, a hotspot or, like, a human trafficking ring center
in
there.
Aruba. Yeah.
In Aruba. Or, like, around that restaurant. Or, like, that's code for something. Or, like, I don't know. But it's...
Well, because Natalie Holloway is very similar to this case, mm-hmm. where all of her stuff was in her hotel.
Mm-hmm.
She was, like, consistently, throughout the night that she was missing, seen with two men,
mm-hmm.
who we do have names for, but haven't...
For Natalie Holloway, not
been
yeah.
convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, like, same fucking restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never been seen again, and there's no physical evidence of any sort of assault or
because in this one, they originally were like, there's no, like, actual signs of foul play, so it's probably, like, suicide. And it's like, that's...
Oh, my God.
Especially for something like a cruise ship, you have to be... Or, like, a public environment.
Yeah.
Like, in a house, that's kind of different. Like, because... Yeah, I don't know. But,
yeah.
like, in a public environment where there's literally over 2,000 people on that ship, like...
Correct.
That's not... You can't just be immediately be like, there's probably no foul play, so she probably killed herself. Like,
no,
that's,
literally.
No.
Like, that doesn't just happen. Also, if it were suicide, or if she had accidentally drowned after jumping or falling off the ship over a balcony, her body would have turned up. Most likely, because they were so close to shore. They weren't in the middle of the ocean. They mm-hmm. were, like, close to docking in Aruba. And,
like, they were close enough to docking in Aruba that they could within the same day or, like, the same hours mm-hmm. as, like, her family reported her missing.
Also, if someone, like, drowned off the side of a boat, it's not unlikely that their body would be spotted floating.
Or, like, somewhere near the boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and there were so many people on that ship. Anyway. Like,
when also, someone disappears into thin air...
If she had purposely, like, killed herself or just fallen off accidentally, why was the cigarette and lighters gone, of all things?
For real!
Because, like, everything else was there, and, like, obviously if she had fallen off on accident, she would have taken her shoes.
Yeah.
But why a cigarette and lighter? Or, like, if she had purposely killed herself, like, why,
like,
a cigarette
and
lighter?
Why would she be like, ah, I need to take these with me?
Like, no. So, if someone abducted her from that area, they could have been like, ooh, cigarettes and lighter, and, like, taken it.
Yeah.
Like,
or
I can see people doing that.
If, which it, I personally believe, after everything I've heard, mm-hmm. is if she was human trafficked, it's not unlikely that, like, someone invited her to go out for, like, a smoke.
Or something like that.
And so
she's someone
like,
that she
oh,
felt
yeah,
relatively
I'll take
comfortable
a
with
quick
too.
Smoke with this person.
So she took her cigarettes and lighter.
And
exactly.
then that's the last time you heard from her.
Yes. So, yeah, I really do think that that's probably what happened to her, unfortunately, and, like, it does not get talked about enough.
It's so sad,
and,
too.
Like, obviously, it's been a really long time since that happened. Like, it's been, what, 24 years? 25, almost?
Yeah.
But it's just awful. And, like, at this point, obviously, we have no idea if she's dead or alive, even though she's legally dead.
Yes.
But it's just, I really believe that that's probably the most likely thing.
I honestly really don't know which one I'd almost hope for more.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about the fact that she is potentially being sex trafficked or human trafficked mm-hmm. in some way, it's not like she's alive and just chilling.
Like, having a good...
No.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a position you want to be in.
Obviously, yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know. And
it's
also for the family not to have any closure.
Answers. I think that's the hard part.
And also, like, she just disappeared off a ship. Not even at home.
No, it was, like, a...
They don't
something
have...
that they, like, purposely... They're like, this is gonna be fun. Like, we're gonna
yeah.
have a good time. And all this, you know.
And also, like, the amount of guilt that I could see coming from that.
Mm-hmm. Because I invited her
awful.
To go on the cruise. And, like, it's just... It's hard to... You can never tell when something like that is gonna happen. Because there's
no
people in the
and
world.
And that's the thing with the defense attribution.
Mm-hmm.
Is like... that you don't want to recognize mm-hmm. the fact that you could plan
you
to
could
go out
so
with your family.
Easily be like that.
And
yeah.
you could be victimized in the same way.
Yep. And you're like, well, it's probably because she was, like, talking to the crew members. And it's like...
It's like, if you
no.
went on a cruise, you would be talking to the crew members.
Or, like, because they're people, that, like, authority figures on the boat that you can trust.
Trust,
quote-unquote. Like,
and even, like, if you think about situations that you've been in yourself, like, you've interacted with people, like, that you don't like necessarily, stuff. Like, vibe with.
Exactly.
Like, it's not uncommon, and it's heartbreaking,
mm-hmm.
but it's a reality that needs to be talked about more.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't talk about it enough, and that's when things like this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because education, above anything else, is what causes prevention.
Yep.
Of things like this.
Yeah.
this case is...
Yeah. I just feel so bad for her and her family.
I know.
But, yeah, I really do think that...
And also, the photo, like, it's good in that...
It supports the human trafficking theory and possibly, like, helps her family maybe know what happened. But in... We're not sure. I can't really tell.
I know. Like, that's and the thing. Also, like, the... Like, imagine seeing that, and I don't know where her family stands on if it's her or not,
mm-hmm.
but, even, like, if you thought it was her, all of a sudden you have all these things going on, like, where is she now? What is happening to
exactly.
her now? Is she okay? Is she alive? Is mm-hmm. there a chance that we could find her? Why aren't we doing enough? But then exactly. if you don't think it's her, like,
yeah.
what are you looking at? You're mm-hmm. just looking at this photo, and you're like, this is what could have happened, but
yeah.
it's probably not her, so what
But
happened?
Even, like, photo regardless aside, I think there's so much evidence that points to human trafficking
yes.
or something like that.
Even without the photo, there's so much evidence.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, so yeah, that was the case of Amy Lynn Bradley. Officially
crazy.
Not ruled as anything, I do not believe.
Okay.
But officially declared dead in 2012. 2010, my bad. But yeah, so that's what I personally think happened. Feel free to do your own research and
yeah.
look into it and develop your own theories and stuff like that.
Share them with us. Share any new information developments.
Hold on.
I'm going to look something up quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, Savannah said 2012, and I don't know why, like, that stuck with me. Like, it was just a, like, wrong year.
Uh-huh.
But Natalie Holloway was declared legally dead on January 12th, 2012.
So,
like... I don't know. The
yeah.
fact that these two cases
It was
happened,
weird. It was weirdly correlated, I don't
yeah.
like
it. And it's like, especially when we talked about human trafficking in that context, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah. Don't like it.
Woo!
But yeah, so, I think that's all we have for today.
A little heavy, but,
yeah.
you know.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Let us
thank
know.
Thank you for 1K.
Thank you for 1K so much. Oh my gosh. If you haven't, go follow us on our Instagram.
Crazy.
Add to that 1,000, because... Oh my gosh. But anyway, so yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Woo!
Bye,
guys!